from the studios of Alive 90.5 FM, streaming live on the Woof Australia. It's the award-winning Planet Country with Big Stu and MJ. Here's what's on tonight's show.
Ben Ransom will be live in the studio to play an acoustic song and chat about his new album 101. There's new music from Missy Lancaster, Carrie Underwood, and Deep Creek Road, and the guys will preview the Tamworth Country Music Festival. Let's get started with a brand new single from Dierks Bentley. This is Woman Amen.
If I face one day on my own, I knew I was saved the night that she gave this drifter's heart a home. Every night I should be on my knees, Lord knows how lucky I am. I'll never say it near enough. Thank God for this woman, amen. Faith, I've been broken again and again, but I need all the cracks in my shattered heart, 'cause that's where her love gets in. Every night I should be on my knees, Lord knows how lucky I am. I'll never say it near enough. Thank God for this woman, amen. She gives me faith. Forgiveness of sin and your undying love, every twist, every turn, for the way you made sure all my roads led to her. So tonight I will fall down on my knees, 'cause Lord knows how lucky I am. I'm gonna shout at the top of my lungs,
brand new music from Dierks Bentley to get us underway tonight. That's Woman Are Men on Planet Country.
It's another example of Dierks doing what he does best, combining a contemporary country sound with the influence of rock. I think the song will be a big hit for him. Not that any of his other songs weren't big hits.
I'm still singing the plane song. What was that one? You know,
getting drunk on a plane.
That's right. But I think it's a catchy song. So, you know, just like our studio guest, Ben Ransom, he's here in the house. Ben, you're a catchy guy, aren't you?
Yes, I'm a catch of a guy.
There you go. Thanks for coming in. We've been waiting for the schedules to align to have you live in the studio,
yeah.
And tonight's the night. But I want to take you back, because the last time I saw you was, in fact, not music-related. I ran into you at a medical facility when I was taking my mother in for a procedure to be done, and I saw you in full hospital scrubs, and I had a chat with you. Turns out you moonlight in the health industry when not playing music, and you get to knock people out. That must be fun.
That's true. Yes.
Is it lump of 4B2, bang over the head? Is that how
they do it? Someone's got to keep the cogs of society turning and... And, you know, music nowadays, it's hard to, you know, pull in the big bucks. So I do still work in the hospital system. It's just casually. And I'll do it from, on a casual basis. If I've got to go away touring and stuff. And you know what? It's one of those things that keeps your feet on the ground, particularly in an industry where, you know, let's just say that, you know, people's heads are in the clouds quite often.
I like that. I was thinking about this, though. If you're the last person that a patient sees before they're put under general anaesthetic, you should also be the first guy they see when they wake up, and you should be playing guitar in, like, full hospital scrubs. How cool would that be?
There was a hospital I went to in town, and the anaesthetist was a mad guitar player, and he takes his guitar in there, and in between, you know, while there's, you know, we're you know, cruising along, doing nothing. Yeah. He plays his guitar in the theatre. It's true, and he's a fantastic guy. But the patients always come first and foremost, so we never neglect them.
Big open surgery happening. Drop the pick.
Yeah. As long as, like, he doesn't get caught in the moment, they're like, right, you need to knock the patient out, and then you know, get the guitar and just smash on the stage. That the stage is the patient's
it's
head.
It's the gurney, so. The hospital gurney.
Yeah, it's got to be right. Careful in the studio.
Or whisper subliminal messages into their ears while they're asleep.
Buy my new single. Buy my new single. Buy my new single. I love it. Buy 101, my new album. Buy 101, my new album. You should have the recovery room like something from the future and play some kind of weird new music style. Be like, they come and think, how long have I been out?
That'd be great. Imagine that. They wake up and it's like something out of, I don't know, Star Wars or something. Like, where am I? How long have I been under?
Yeah.
Or just throw in a few 80s songs and be like, yeah, welcome to 1985. That's right. You missed the new year, you know?
We put you back, way back. Back in time. Anyway, we could go on. Of course, you're here to talk about music, though, Ben, and we'll be doing that throughout the show. We'll also be live on Facebook shortly, and Ben is going to play an acoustic song for us. But next up, let's check out the new single from Carrie Underwood, Feet Ludicrous. This is The Champion on Planet Country.
I'll be the last one standing, two hands in the air, I'm a champion. You'll be looking up at me when it's over. I live for the battle, I'm a soldier. Yeah, I'm a fighter like Rocky. Put your flag on your back like Ali. Yeah, I'm the greatest, I'm stronger. Bet my dues, can't lose, I'm my own, yeah. Hey, I've been working my whole life, and now it's do or die. I am invincible, unbreakable, unstoppable, unshakable.
I possess through the drama. H is for the hurt, but it's all for the honor. A is for my attitude, working through the patience. Money comes and goes, so the M is for motivation. Gotta stay consistent, the P is to persevere. The I is for integrity, innovative career. The O is optimistic, O
open and never shut. And the end is necessary, cause I'm never giving up. See, they ask me how I did it, I just did it from the heart. Crushing the competition, been doing it from the start. They say that every champion is all about his principles. Carry.
Underwood, Ludacris.
In the house.
It's country rap on Planet Country.
The Champion by Carrie Underwood. And when it was released earlier this week, it took many fans by surprise, particularly because it featured a rap section from Ludacris. Now, not something new to country by any means, but it seemed to the point it seemed to point Underwood in a different musical direction. But the song was actually released to promote the Super Bowl in America.
Mm. The Super Bowl!
Of course, Carrie Underwood does the theme songs on Sunday Night Football
for
NBC.
Is it part of the coverage, the theme for the Winter Olympics or something?
Yeah, so I think they're going to use it or tease it a bit for the Winter Olympics on NBC in America.
Mm.
And but
you know, you had the stupid decision by some country radio stations to edit out the ludicrous rap element because they didn't want to upset their listeners.
Well, it's ridiculous. I mean, country rap's not new to the genre. And
it's
of course,
ludicrous.
Our station, The
See
Wolf, though, the song is in high rotation on The Wolf, unedited.
That's right.
I mean, why would you edit it?
The thing is, there's the
poem thing with the letters. It's so cool.
That's right. There is some element of a song that, you know, if there's some element of a song listeners won't like, then don't play the song, because if you alter it, then you're changing the meaning, perhaps. And the ludicrous rap element's very important because, you know, it puts words to each of the letters.
Well, it hammers home the theme by spelling out champion and assigning a word for each letter in that poem style that I can't remember. Sorry, my primary school teachers. But if you cut that out, you change the whole meaning of the song.
Someone will message us that. Our special guest tonight, Ben Ransom, is here. Now, Ben, as a writer as well as a performer, talk to us about, you know, how would you feel if a radio station edited your song to sort of change it? Because
I hear it all the time. You know, you're driving along and you listen to certain songs and you know them as their songs. And I don't know if it's a timing thing that they do, that they cut it down for timing reasons.
It's too long,
but
so they just
like, for example, the other day I heard Piano Man, Billy Joel.
Mm.
And they'll edit out like a whole chunk of the song, and it's a whole chunk of the story. So they're changing the story.
So Davey, who's in the Navy, gone.
Yeah, gone. I realised the other day one of my songs on the album has a naughty word in it, but people have been playing
it. You realise this after the fact, and you're like, got to put those stickers on it now.
It's not a real bad word, but I was wondering then, do they need to then go and like edit that out or change it in somewhere? I don't know. But,
well, Big Stu has a sort of method. We've played, what is it? Kid Rock with swearing in it, and we've had a way of censoring it. So Stu and I, we'll get it done.
We have a boing, boing sound.
Boing.
One of the Kid Rock songs had, I think, about 8 boings in 10 seconds, so we just couldn't play it.
Pink had...
it was more boing than
there's
lyric.
A couple of Pink songs where they've actually changed the lyric, and it's this blah, 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 kind of, you know, really weird sort of sounding thing.
Yeah.
And I think it ruins the song.
It does. Yeah. Now, we'll be live on Facebook very soon, and Ben Ransom will be performing a song for us. But next up, let's check out some more brand new music released this week. First up, it's Melanie Dyer with Dreamcatcher on Planet Country.
Hey guys, I'm Melanie Dyer. You're listening to Planet Country with Big Stu and M-Day.
Torch and lead the way. We turn this night time into day. We're all for one and one for all. Dancing to the rhythm of our own song. Singing oh, singing oh. We kiss a lot and love for real, and every moment that
You're listening to Planet Country with Big Stu and MJ. I have absolutely no doubt they know what they're doing.
Ugh.
Or not.
Face.
Yeah, that's brand new for Deep Creek Road, released just yesterday, Crazy Blue. Been a long time since we've heard new music from those guys, and can't wait to see them play. They're not at Tamworth, unfortunately, but we'll see them sometime down the track. We are live on Facebook. Are we up and running, MJ?
We are, MJ. We're up and running. Quickly, shout out to Steve from Deep Creek Road, who managed to get the song across while he was in the airport using airport Wi-Fi to send the link to
He's
get
sending
the song.
A link. The link didn't work. He's resending it. It was
but,
a lot
so
of fun.
Yeah, shout out to Steve. And while we've got shout outs, shout out to our good mate and a mate of Ben's, James Baker. Unfortunately, he was in hospital during the week with some lung problems. But he sent me a message early today saying that he's been discharged, he's gone to the GP, and he said it's all good, and he's apparently going to go to Tamworth tomorrow. So,
oh, wow.
What a trooper. So shout out to our mate James. And we are live on Facebook, Big Stu, so everyone watching live on the show on Facebook right now, be sure to share the video, because we need everyone to check out Ben's brand new single. It's a killer hit. Well, we can't say it's a hit when it's just come out, but we know it's going to
be a hit.
It's
going to be a hit.
Yeah,
it's
so,
got a hit written all over.
Guys, if you are watching in, send through some questions for Ben if you want us to ask us on the air. Nothing naughty. It's a family show, people. But be sure to share the video around. And Ben, he's got the guitar ready to go.
He has, but we want to ask about the new album, 101. What's the deal with the name 101?
Well, that wasn't the original title. The original title was Dog Days and Highways, and it was more the working title. But then, because this is my second studio album, and it's been, do I know? I'll come in a bit closer.
Sorry.
There we go.
Closer to the
and,
mic.
And so it's my second studio album. It's my third release though, because I had a live album in between, and everything I've been working towards and channeling into this project has taken about 3 years. The actual recording of it has started in August 2016, so it's been a long process.
Yeah.
Everything I've taken in from music up to this point has been focused into this release, and so I thought if you wanted to know about the music or what my music's about, everything is in this album. This is the place to start. This is your entry level 101.
I was wondering, is it about. Like a university course or something?
Yeah.
So yeah, go and go. Well, trying to get your applications in now, because I think the course is all set. So hopefully
That's
you're
right.
studying Ben Ransom 101 later this year.
And how do you? I mean, for an album, how do you? You said this was a long time coming. How do you approach writing for an album? Do you sit down and say, I've got to come up with 10 songs, or are there always songs floating around and when it's time for an album, you just start sort of putting them down?
I wrote 95% of the songs on this.
Mm-hmm.
One is a co-write with Alan Caswell, the other one is a cover that we've done from a band called Dragon, an old song, and it's a song that was actually written by Sharon O'Neill and her partner,
right.
Alan Mansfield, and it's a song called Young Years. It's the only song that I didn't write on the album, and but I'd been writing solidly for a couple of years, and then whittled down pretty much the playlist from about 50 songs, and it, you know,
50 songs.
Yeah,
how do you do that? Like,
not
literally...
all of them. Yeah, well, not all of them made it to the demo stage even.
Right,
so,
yeah.
The producer that I worked with, his name was Chris, and he was excellent. He's the drummer in the band, and so we worked very closely in, you know, selecting what's going to go on there. And and sometimes it's good to have outsiders' opinions as well, because you quite often
what you think is not.
So. Yeah. So
let me get this right. You entrusted to a drummer what songs you're going to put on an album. Is this a first in music? I've never heard of this. What about, you mentioned the live album. I wanted to ask about that, because I don't think you see a lot of live albums these days at all, but even less, I think, in country, although Kenny Chesney's just done one, but you don't see it often. What was the motivation behind saying, I'm going to do a live album?
Just cost. That was it. And
lack of funds for a studio. Okay, the studio is the stage. I love
it. Yeah, and the other angle was to give people an idea of what a show is like. You know, give that live feeling, because I think that the strength that I have is in like the live shows. And,
yeah,
and that's really how it all came about.
Your shows are fantastic. It's all high energy. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
you give 110%. So if you can capture that, which I think you did, on an album, that's fantastic. And the iconic The Basement in Sydney.
Yeah, that was tops, It was fantastic.
You could almost smell the beer on the carpet through the album.
You know what they've done? If anyone knows The Basement in Sydney, you know, it's one of those just iconic little music venues that everyone from all over the world has performed there. You know, Keith Urban's been in there, Prince has played in there. And it's tiny.
Yeah.
But out the back in the band room, they had signatures and little funny little things that these people had written over the years that it was the basement. And they went in and they renovated it and they just...
Painted it straight over.
You've got to go back there now and start it over again. That's right.
Yeah. It was a devastating thing. Because,
why would they do that? Yeah. That's just dumb.
I know. All that history and memorabilia on the wall's gone.
Speaking of live shows, you do have one in Tamworth. How can people check you out?
Saturday the 27th at the Post Office Hotel. It's a free show kicking off at 2 p.m. And it's the one and only full band show, along with Casey Barnes in on that. Brooke Chevelle, Nat Pearson and Johnny Taylor are all on that show.
That's going to be
a
huge show. We'll look at all the shows in Tamworth shortly. But we're about to hear Ben Ransom play live. So if you haven't shared the video live on Facebook, do that now.
That's right, guys. Share the video, spread the word, because this is brand new music from our good mate Ben Ransom.
That's right. We'll just get Ben to get ready there. Before we hear it, we've got this.
Now on Planet Country, it's time for the prestigious Song of the Week.
Big Stu. I mean, Ben Ransom is sitting down, chilling, right next to me. I'm going to say he's got Song of the Week. I mean, it's a given.
It's a no-brainer. You've got it 100% accurate, MJ. Ben Ransom does have Song of the Week. It's going to be a brand new single off the album that's just been released, 101. Ben, tell us about the Song of the Week, same song, different day.
Yes, I wanted to call it something else, but that would never get played on radio. And so it's same song, different
day. For some reason, straight away in my head, I know what you meant.
It's funny, I did not pick this song for being a single, but I'm associated with this new label now, which is fantastic. And the label head said, well, as soon as they heard it, they said, we want that as a single. And so it's, really it's about... the school of hard knocks, doing it tough in the industry. From my point of view, it speaks about the music industry, but I guess it can relate to anyone from all walks of life doing it tough in their day-to-day job and what they want to achieve in life.
Sure.
So that's the angle.
All right, well, take it away. This is Ben Ransom. It is the Song of the Week right here on Planet Country. Same song, different day.
Crossroads again. I'm thinking this will never end. It's just the same old song on another day. I feel lead running through my head, and every time I think it's ended, time rewinds. It's just beginning. That same song, different day. The same hearts are always gonna break, and I can't stop this revolution now. There's no solution, and even when I start over again, I could never shake it loose. This double dose of deja vu, still running round in circles in my head, while I'm drowning in dirty tricks. And then like an hourglass up ended, round and round, there's just no ending. That same song, different day. The same hearts are always gonna break, and I can't stop this revolution now. There's no solution, and even when I start over again, and I'm holding out, 'cause God knows I've been getting fleeced by these snake oil sellers and leeches again. Oh, it never ends. Ooh.
Ben Ransom, absolutely fantastic. What a great performance. That sounded, it took me to an iconic venue like the basement, even here in the studio, just listening to it. I actually closed my eyes to listen to it because I reckon that's the way you've got to do that sometimes.
I hope it was closing your eyes and not going, as it, we no. don't usually do that without a band, but anyway. Yeah.
No, that was absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much. And a song that we can, of course, look forward to hearing at the Tamworth Country Music Festival. We wanted to do a bit of a preview of that now. Tell me your, I guess, your first memory of the Tamworth Country Music Festival for you.
It was stinking hot.
That's everyone's memory, isn't it?
Yeah. The first time I took the family up there, we had no air conditioning in the car. It was literally held together with gaffer tape, and I've got photos because it had rust in the roof and everything. It shouldn't have been registered, this car. There was no air conditioning, so we had to wind the windows down. And, of course, the wind that was blowing in the car
was
like a hairdryer. And so the kids had water spray bottles, you know, in the back seat and stuff. And so that was the first trip up to Tamworth. And I came away feeling like, wow, this is, I found my mecca, you know.
Yeah.
Just the atmosphere, the excitement, the bands, the variety, there's something for everyone. It's not just
absolutely
country music, you know, the old stigma of country music.
Country and Western.
Yeah.
That's the one.
No, but it's dynamic.
But
and
there is,
incredible.
I mean, there's that traditional sound that's available. There's bluegrass, there's rock, there's all sorts of music. And you can literally go and spend 10 days just in your little world of what you're interested in, and a whole heap of other things are going on around you to do with other sort of parts of the industry and the genre, but you're in your own little bubble. It's fantastic.
All you got to do is go through the app and go on the day-by-day sort of what's on, and you just go, you scroll through and you're like, don't know them, hey, that I know that guy. And you just, I put a schedule together for a friend coming down on Saturday the 20th, and I was just going, scrolling, just trying to find what will appeal to them. Got a great list of artists on my little list that I sent them on the itinerary for them, right through from, I think, 10:30 a.m., Cora Norden starts it off, all the way to, I think, Jade Holland is the closing act on their little itinerary.
It's like a Spotify playlist, but a live one, you know, these are the gigs
exactly.
you've got to go
and to. So it's, hopefully everyone can get around town pretty quickly, because everything's jam-packed, but it's a great festival to showcase the all of country music to all of its potential and current fans.
Absolutely. Now, Ben, talk to us about the fans. They're so dedicated. I mean, we talk about it being hot. They're there every day and night in the heat. They're loving it.
Yeah, and that's how dedicated they are. It was because there was an incident where this was last year. I was part of the opening concert. I was lucky to be a part of that. It was a beautiful, hot, sunny day, and the most enormous storm rolled in just before the concert was about to kick off, and it absolutely bucketed down. And those fans sat there in the park and
didn't move.
They didn't move, and there was still as many people there. There were a few people that you know that left, but there was just about as many people there as there was before the storms after it, you know, went away.
Amazing.
And that's the caliber and the mentality that people, they really love their country music.
That is the dedication. I love it. Let's bring MJ in here. You've got some gigs that we're going to talk about. We did mention one Ben's involved in earlier, but there's, I guess we've highlighted the ones that we think we're going to get along to. So let's have a look at those now.
Well, would you say it's a Big Stu and MJ's recommendations?
Yeah, this is our playlist.
Better yet, your chances to meet Big Stu and MJ.
Yeah, let's
get an autograph. You know Tamworth last year?
I know.
Last year, I had a fan come up to me. They were a massive fan, and they wanted a selfie with me on Snapchat. So if you want that, if you want to be on the Snapchat, come along, get a selfie with MJ. Well, my autograph,
Just do the gig, please?
So starting with tomorrow night, we've got Jade Holland, I mentioned her before, is rocking the Imperial, the Imperial Hotel from 7 p.m. Country Music Cocktails is on the Saturday at the Triple S Barbecue Barn. It sounds like a sports car. The Triple S Barbecue Bar.
Sounds like a great
edition.
Venue, the Barbecue Bar.
That's right, in the afternoon, and you'll see lots of different artists performing a few songs each. Melanie Dyer plays the Long Yard Hotel from 5 p.m. on Saturday. Sunday, you can see Christy James at the Fan Zone in Peel Street at 10:30 a.m., then Hurricane Fall at 7 p.m. at the Long Yard Front Bar.
Yeah, that's a not-to-miss one. Then into next week, Monday the 22nd, Cassidy Ray Gator is at Fan Zone from 2:30. The Ian Archibald Band at Southgate Hotel Gold Bar from 8 p.m., Tuesday, a not-to-be-missed show is Tori Dark, supported by Peter May at Moonshiners Bar from
Peter
3.
May from Victoria Avenue.
That's right, doing solo things now. But also Tuesday afternoon, you can catch Ben Ransom at Fan Zone from 4 p.m. Ben, what's it like playing at Fan Zone? You've got Peel Street. There's thousands, tens of thousands of people up and down Peel Street in the sun, and they all crowd around that little stage.
Yeah, Fan Zone's a great initiative by the guys. It's probably what in it's about its fourth year now, I think. But what a great idea. It gives people a little taste of the music. It's generally a stripped-back performance.
Yep.
So you get to hear and listen to the songs, and it's a slightly more intimate kind of feel, even though there is lots of people out there. I think it's great.
Fantastic.
It's great because you get people to just rock up as well.
Mm. Yeah,
people
that's
just
right.
walk up and you go, this is cool.
It's a good snapshot, isn't it? You can sort of hear someone and go, actually, when are they playing? I want to go see them in a full show. You're also playing the TSA Awards at the Long Yard Tuesday night. But the big show for us Tuesday night is Live and Loud at Toyota Park. It's going to be massive. Artists including Jasmine Ray, Kaylin Drain, Mel Dyer, and Missy Lancaster, along with our mate DJ Bucks and very special American guest DJ Joshua Dirksen, who's just arrived in Australia. That's a climate change.
Yeah, Nashville to Auckland to Brisbane, so there's multiple different climates there. And, of course, Wednesday the 24th, we'll be catching up once again with Ben Ransom at the Songwriters in Round at Tamworth Service Club at 9 a.m.
Ben, what do you think of those songwriter rounds where you do that intimate thing and you're talking about intimately the song and its inspiration? Is that a fun thing to do for a writer?
It is. And I did one recently with Luke O'Shea not long before Christmas last year, and it's you get to talk about the song, and a lot of the songs in the country genre are stories.
Yeah.
And it's the stories behind the song that help that connection with the audience, and so it's a fabulous way to experience the songs in a stripped back setting and air conditioning
indoors. We like that at Tamworth. Now you can find all of Ben's shows on his website and Facebook page, but I did want to highlight that we mentioned this earlier, the massive gig you're doing with Casey Barnes on Saturday the 27th. That's 2 p.m. in the afternoon at the Courthouse Hotel. You must be looking forward to that massive show.
Yeah, Post Office Hotel.
Oh, Post Office Hotel,
but,
sorry.
Just up the road, but that's okay. Courthouse goes off, man. We had some awesome gigs there. In fact, I remember one year all the band took their clothes off except me. If I did that, Greenpeace would be in to roll me back to the sea. But the Post Office Hotel, 2 p.m., and it's before the Golden Guitars and everything. So come along, Nat Pearson, Brooke Chevelle, Johnny Taylor are on.
Yeah, it's basically the friends of Planet Country.
That's right. They're all there, so we'll be there as well. We can't wait to get to Tamworth tomorrow, and, of course, we'll be covering everything we do on social media, so keep your phones in your hands. Next up, though, we've got the last single from Ben Ransom. This is You're the Reason Why on Planet Country.
Like no other can, you pull me up to the light. I'm saying you're the reason why I feel the love as I live and breathe. It's stirring up deep inside of me, myself. I know there's no one else. These nights and days won't ever be the same. Ooh, since you came along, I know it's where I belong. And sunshine ain't never been so bright. I'm still around, baby, you're the reason why. One time I thought this was the end, I thought I'd never love again, but then somebody showed me time means everything. With emerald eyes like an evergreen, you'd light a room like I've never seen. Now I find you're the reason why. You came along, I know it's where I belong. And sunshine ain't never been so bright, and I find that you're the reason why I'm standing here with my feet on the ground. You're always there when I'm falling down. I found you're the reason why I'm still around. And
I'm Ivor Davies for Royal Lifesaving New South Wales. At least 70 children have suffered neurological damage in the past 10 years as a result of nearly drowning in a backyard swimming pool. That's why the law is changing. Whether you are selling, buying, or leasing a property with a pool or spa, you must have a certificate of compliance. Contact your local council for more, or visit bepoolsafe.com.au.
Now on Planet Country, it's time to check the weather around the nation.
How's the weather today? Is it sunny?
It's gonna be a long, hot summer.
Is it raining?
It's raining on the sun.
Snowy.
It's a shame about the weather.
How's the weather today?
MJ, what can we expect from the weather in Tamworth for the festival?
Alrighty, so what we can expect for Tamworth? I thought we'd skip the state capitals and just focus on the country music capital.
It's the the capital of everything.
So tomorrow, 38 degrees, which cracks the 100 in Fahrenheit.
Oh, wow. 101, I think it is.
Yeah, 101. 101. You should
101.
Write. Yeah. I thought you were doing some subliminal thing there.
I didn't even think of that.
Saturday, 39 and only 11% humidity.
Okay.
Sunday and Monday, both 39. Tuesday and Wednesday, 38. And a massive relief coming on Thursday, which is just 37 degrees. A whole 2 degrees
cooler.
Just
2 degrees cooler.
That's the weekend.
And as we always do, let's give the forecast for Music City because this will be the perfect juxtaposition for Tamworth.
Nashville, 9 degrees tomorrow. Ugh. That's Celsius.
I'll be thinking of that when we're sweating it out in Tamworth.
Hi, I'm here to talk about the Reading Writing Hotline. It's a service that helps adults who can't read and write as well as they'd like to. The number is 1300 655 06. Give them a call if you know somebody who needs help with reading and writing. It's never too late to learn, and it's easier than you'd think. 1300 655 06. The Reading Writing Hotline. 1300 655 06.
From the studios of Alive 90.5 FM. Streaming live on the Wharf Australia, it's the award-winning Planet Country with Big Stu and MJ.
Now on Planet Country, what's trending on social media? Hashtag, lame theme.
I'm sitting in the movies and I'm looking at my phone. I need to check my Facebook while the ads are shown. Looking at my phone.
Now here's the only host on this show with a clue about social media, MJ.
It is moi, ladies and gentlemen. Moi. Just quickly, Planet Country Radio, Facebook and Instagram, PC Radio Show, Snapchat and Twitter.
Excellent. Now, MJ, what's been happening on social this week?
It's all about Keith Urban, Big Stu.
Ah, yeah.
KU went live on Facebook today from a pop-up show at the Exit Inn in Nashville to announce his new album and world tour.
Ah, okay. And what's the album going to be called?
Here's what KU had to say.
The main reason we're here tonight... we have a new album coming. And if you haven't already guessed the name of the album, it is called Graffiti U.
Graffiti U. You get graffiti. You got graffiti. You get graffiti.
Check under your chairs.
Is there a can down here? Hang on.
That's right.
No, there's just cobwebs under my chair. No one touches my chair. It stays in that one
position.
That's
exactly right.
I have very strict rules about that. But Graffiti U is the name of the album, and Keith said he found inspiration with the first letter of his last name.
The U
can mean himself. Or you, the listener.
Okay.
Can mean anyone.
That makes sense.
You over there, even, yeah. He said the word graffiti kept coming back to him, and it's such an artistic expression.
Because he's like, all about
it's
the
just
art.
An artistic expression.
That's right.
Which is what's making records is for him.
And what about the world tour? Any mention of Australia?
Not at this stage. As we know, he announces sort of legs of tours. So leg one is pretty much US and Canadian dates. Yep. Or they've been announced.
See, they've only got to go across the border, and the US artist, space artist, are like, oh, it's a world tour!
World tour. Yep. We've made it. We've made it. We've made it. Guinness World Records. Are we officially a world tour No, we're not world record, just a world tour. Oh, we are, okay.
Yeah.
So hopefully, dates go up to like November.
Yeah.
And so it's going to be in 2019, perhaps as early as January, maybe at the December. He came December this year. So
yeah, he has
could
done
pop
that,
down
so.
Like immediately after leg one's finished. We don't know. But just keep an eye out. We'll let you know on social media
obviously,
when the dates are
absolutely.
Out.
Absolutely. Now, I guess Ben Ransom is with us. Ben, KU as we call him, Keith Urban. Mm. He's so important for the Australian country music industry, isn't he? Like just taking the genre to a new level, the whole idea of those big tours. Was getting people along that maybe weren't interested in country to start with.
Yeah, absolutely right. I think he was the pioneer of the new sound in bringing that to Australia and taking Australia to the world. I think we've got a lot for to thank him for.
Absolutely, and he will tour. There's no doubt about that. Hopefully sooner rather than later.
Yeah, so. We can't wait.
That's right. We are on Planet Country. New music now from Dustin Lynch. He released a new single to Australia during the week, although it's been playing on the wall for quite a while now. This is I'd Be Jealous Too on Planet Country.
What is up, Australia? It's Dustin Lynch.
I'd be jealous too if she was with you. I'd be out my mind watching her move. If I was just the guy with across the room view, I'd be jealous too. If she was with you, with you. She laughs like she just broke into a hotel pool. She loves deserts and the sunsets out in Malibu. If you felt the way it feels the way she looks at you, I'd be jealous too, I'd be jealous too. She's a California. Out my mind watching her move. If I was just the guy with across the room view, I'd be jealous too. If she was with you, she comes on stronger than a Bourbon Street hand grenade. It's like you know her before you even really know her name. If you could see her in the morning steaming next to you, just like I get to. She's a California redhead in a dive bar, hourglass body like a guitar. And that forever wild smile appears like it did a bomb in the atmosphere. Eyes locked on her like a movie, like they ain't never seen a pair of blue jeans. Can't blame them if they want her like I do. Watching her move. If I was just the guy with the cross the room view, I'd be jealous too. If she was with you, with you.
That's I'd Be Jealous Too by Dustin Lynch. We are almost out of time, but just quickly, I want to say a big thank you to Ben Ransom for coming on the show. As you said earlier, we've been trying to get the schedules to align. He's finally here. I believe he's had a good time.
I've had a ball. It's been
good.
Awesome.
That's good. It's good. Good. We've got 5-star review.
You should have checked that before you asked him live on air in case he went, oh, it's all right. Yeah.
Well, then we'll have something to improve on.
That's
I don't
right.
mind.
Exactly. Make sure, if you're going to Tamworth, make sure you catch up with Ben Ransom up there and say hi to us if you see us. We'll be there. Next week's show will be from Tamworth, just ahead of the People's Choice Awards. Thanks again to everyone who voted for us and made us a finalist.
We'll
finish now on brand new music from Missy Lancaster. This is Heatwave on Planet Country.
Hi, I'm Missy Lancaster and I howl with the wolf. Oh!
You hit me.